one engine of the U.S. economy, selling cars and trucks.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. This morning, Chrysler reported very strong car and truck sales for the month just gone by. It was the best August since before the Great Recession. Sales were up 12% compared with August a year earlier at Chrysler, which is part of Italy's Fiat. Ram pickup sales are up 31% in a year. Grand Cherokee SUVs up 40%. Some other car companies are reporting as the day wears on. Shannon Mullen has more on a piece of the economy that has been roaring along.
The better the economy gets, the more cars people buy. And apparently, a lot of people need new cars. Michael Robinette is managing director at IHS Automotive.
The average age of vehicles on the road today in the United States is over 11 years. So definitely, the environment is right, interest rates are low, and buyers are out looking for vehicles.
And a lot has changed, especially fuel economy standards.
Now you've got compact cars that are very commonly hitting 40, give or take, MPG, but you still have much more flexibility and, let's be honest, a cooler image from an SUV.
Carl Brower is a senior analyst with Kelley Blue Book. He says new home construction is helping sales of pickup trucks. More electric cars are moving, too.
There's been almost a mini price war that's broken out among the manufacturers of electric vehicles.
Analysts say across the board, new models are helping Honda, Ford, and General Motors in particular to post some of the strongest sales since before the recession. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
Workers at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, might get a greater voice with management. Reuters is reporting that the head of the United Auto Workers Union has been talking with VW management about starting German-style workers' councils at the non-union plant in Tennessee. The councils bring labor and management together to work on problems, but they don't negotiate on wages or benefits. We'll have more on this here at marketplace.org. The early drier air of autumn is hitting parts of the U.S. today. You might think apples or maybe the spices of pumpkin pie. I think flu shot. Drugstore chains like CVS and Walgreens are already offering incentives. Claire Sims of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports on what's behind this early start to the flu shot season.
Seasonal flu shots have been available for a couple of weeks now. That means drugstores, even grocery stores, are fighting for you to roll up your sleeve at their pharmacy.
It's mostly about getting people into the stores.
That's Dr. Frank Sloan, an economics professor at Duke University. He says vaccines aren't really big money makers, but the consumers who get them are more likely to spend their money on other health-related items.
Traditionally, the drugs have been sold at the back of the store, and the reason for that is to get you to walk through the store and see what else they have to sell.
Probably the most important thing is just to get vaccinated.
Dr. Lisa Groskopf with the Centers for Disease Control here in Atlanta says from the CDC's viewpoint, the more competition, the better.
It's easier to get vaccine than it was before.
The CDC estimates there will be about 135 million doses of the flu vaccine available this year, whether you get one at your local doctor or your local pharmacy. In Atlanta, I'm Claire Sims for Marketplace.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
It's been the week to drop off college freshmen in many cases. Becoming worldly, critically thinking human beings is a key goal there. But will these students emerge in 4 years with some kind of gainful employment? In Alabama, the two-year college system is looking for new ways to increase the chances of that through public-private partnerships. As Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez reports, these collaborations not only train students in a variety of fields, but also could help pay for tuition and even guarantee a job.
What does it take to get into college these days?
You start off by just simply applying on the website, and if you're lucky, you get an email and you go take tests here at Shelton. Then you'll have to go to Mercedes and take hands-on training tests. After all of that's over with, you might get an interview, you might not. I'm lucky I did.
If that sounds a bit like a job interview, that's because it is. Taylor Atkins is in his second year in the mechatronics program at Shelton State Community College. To get into this program, he also had to go through the job screening process at the nearby Mercedes plant. Jason Moore is Associate Dean for Business and Industry Training at Shelton State. He's taking us on a tour of the Industrial Mechanics Lab.
We have an assembly line simulation here with some robots integrated into it where we can teach students how to program and troubleshoot robots and how to troubleshoot problems within an assembly line.
The seven-semester program boasts a 75% placement rate for graduates. But the promise of a job at Mercedes isn't the only draw.
The first semester, Mercedes pays 65% of the tuition, and then if the students keep a 3.0 grade point average or above, the second semester they'll pay 70, third semester 80, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh semester they'll pay 100%.
Alabama's two-year college system is looking to add more programs like the one at Shelton State. Mark Heinrich is chancellor of Alabama's community college system.
I think Alabama at this point is in the catbird seat. We have businesses and industries flooding our state, which is a terrific problem to have. So there's a kind of a natural affinity toward each other.
Heinrich says there are plans to work with a large company in North Alabama and with Airbus and Hyundai, and more could be on the way. But he doesn't want to limit such earn-and-learn partnerships to large industries.
We are also working with the small business groups in town.
Heinrich adds that if you think this makes students happy, wait until you talk to mom and dad. I'm Ryan Vasquez in Tuscaloosa for Marketplace.
And the online music streaming company Spotify is being sued in Britain. A dance music company, Ministry of Sound, is unhappy because some Spotify users copy Ministry of Sound playlists. Ministry makes money on compilation albums. If the case proceeds, it'll be interesting to hear the arguments play out about intellectual property and song choice and song order, which is also the very essence of being a good DJ. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.